To say this is the biggest thing we've ever reported is an understatement. And so many even conservatives and patriots and populists and Christians are saying, well, they've been trying to use the military for a long time. And yeah, we've known about this stuff going back for a long time. The difference is that they're moving to go operational. And you see the whole climate we're in, and they're telling you the biggest threat is domestic groups, and they already stole a major election in front of everybody, and we're in the middle of a global financial meltdown and war with Russia. This is happening. They're intending to now implement everything that's been beta tested and set up before, and the martial law, the lockdowns, the forced inoculation, all the stuff we've seen the last 31 months was just the training wheels or the window dressing or the dress rehearsal for what we're going into right now. I mean, there is no doubt they're already trying this. There's no doubt they've already done a lot of this. And even we have senators and House members in Congress now saying this. So it's not Alex Jones's opinion. This is beyond stunning. I've got the folder, and we're going to be going over all of this news and all of this information when we come back. But if we're lackadaisical about this and just say, well, with all the other tyranny, you know, what's it really matter? You don't understand. They're locked, they're cocked, they're ready to go, and we need to create a huge stir over this and get Congress moving against it, which is already happening. They've really overplayed their hand. This is outrageous. Remember all the troops around the Capitol on the fence for 5 months? They're about to try that nationwide. Thank you so much for joining us on this Monday, July 18th, worldwide broadcast. And I'm just going to be completely honest with all of you. I am completely exhausted right now because I actually read the bill yesterday before the show that they've introduced to the National Defense Authorization Act spending package, the defense bill. And then I did a lot of research that I'd already done years ago, but went and checked it and talked to some legal experts I know, including constitutional lawyers, and also Pete Santilli, that's one of the best researchers out there on this. And it was worse than I thought. And there's really not any words to describe how horrible this is, but the bell is really tolling for us all, the end of the republic, and total tyranny worldwide is here. It is stunning to look at the U.S. code that they list in the legislation. The legislation says that it turns the president into a dictator, that for any domestic military operations, that Congress gives up its oversight to the military. Just that alone is double whammy of classic tyranny. The military acting in and of itself, and the president having dictatorial power outside of Congress. And then the rest of it just gets more insane from there. It says in the first 5 pages that they're preparing to go after domestic extremists, not just the military, but outside the military, and that outside advisory experts, the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, and Democratic Party, will direct the military on where they go and what they do, and that no civilian courts or Congress have any oversight of that, including rape in the military. I mean, this thing is just a cornucopia of stunning developments. And so I spent 4 hours last night after my wife and my daughter went to sleep reading this till my eyes were bloodshot. And I've got a massive folder of information that I forgot to send to the crew right before the show, so they're printing it off right now. I'll have it next segment. I was sitting there 5 minutes before the show, and I'm like, where's that folder? Oh, I forgot to send all the links to them. But I've got a bunch of it right here as well. So to say this is the biggest thing we've ever reported is an understatement. And so many even conservatives and patriots and populists and Christians are saying, well, they've been trying to use the military for a long time. And yeah, we've known about this stuff going back for a long time. The difference is that they're moving to go operational. And you see the whole climate we're in, and they're telling you the biggest threat is domestic groups. And they already stole a major election in front of everybody. And we're in the middle of a global financial meltdown and war with Russia. This is happening. They're intending to now implement everything that's been beta tested and set up before, and the martial law, the lockdowns, the forced inoculation, all the stuff we've seen the last 31 months was just the training wheels or the window dressing or the dress rehearsal for what we're going into right now. I mean, there is no doubt they're already trying this. There's no doubt they've already done a lot of this. And even we have senators and House members in Congress now saying this. So it's not Alex Jones's opinion. This is beyond stunning. Beyond stunning. What we're about to be laying out here today. And then it ties into everything else that's going on with the shutdown of the borders or the opening of the borders, the collapse of the borders, the shutdown of the energy, the attack on our children, the feds saying they're going to go after people at PTA meetings that say they don't like critical race theory, the purge of the military. All of this, ladies and gentlemen, comes together with what's currently happening with the midterm elections out 113 days. We're already under a dictatorship. We're already under martial law. We're already on the stove with the heat turned on, frying in the pan, but the heat is climbing very, very fast, and now they're putting the lid on. So it's on big time. And I'm going to spend my whole 3 hours today going over all of this. Pete Santilli is going to be joining us in the third hour today, and you'll be assured that all the rest of our hosts and researchers are on this like white on rice. But this is the big one, and massive exposure of this and major gubernatorial statements and major legislature statements and major think tank and lobbying groups are starting to come out as well. And the public getting in an uproar, a peaceful uproar about this, can kill this dead in its tracks politically, and most importantly, blow up in their face and really reverse a lot of what is happening. But again, 6 days ago, Adam Schiff introduces an amendment that is sponsored by the party into the NDAA that they have the votes to pass. And they pass it usually months before the fiscal year ends in October. So that means they'll try to pass the NDAA here in just the next couple months for the next year of military funding. And you always hear about pork barrel being added to some of the bigger spending bills. And this is one of the biggest, if not the biggest. But this isn't your regular pork barrel, like money to this district, that district, or $15 million to study shrimp on treadmills. That's a real thing. There's video of it. There's articles about it. That stuff's ridiculous. But, you know, $50 million to study how to make rhesus monkeys trans. I mean, that stuff's dangerous and bankrupts you, but it's harmless. It's harmless compared to this. This is just inserted in there. Like, you know, you come home, sit down for dinner with your wife and children, and you say, oh, by the way, honey, I killed the neighbor with a pickaxe a couple hours ago. You mind passing the salt? Or, hey, honey, I've got 12 women buried in the basement. I thought I'd tell you about that. I've been killing people every year for a while. I mean, they just, oh, by the way, this makes it where the office of the president is above the law and the Pentagon does not have congressional oversight over any domestic operations and not Congress, no court, anyone has any jurisdiction. They have total immunity to everything, just like Pfizer does with their poison shots or Moderna. And I saw a lot of comments on InfoWars, a lot of comments on Bandai Video going, you know, Jones, we don't want to hear this. Biden's a joke. He's about to be out of office. He's not going to be a dictator. Really? He stole the election. He's a puppet. When I say the president, the legislation doesn't say just Joe Biden. It's a law. It says Gavin Newsom or Hillary Clinton or Nancy Pelosi. The word is it's Gavin Newsom. I've been saying that for years, but now it's the mainline news. It's a dictatorship of the deep state with a puppet president. And most dictatorships actually aren't run by a real strong man. They're actually run by a bureaucracy and a deep state. And that's what this is. That's what this is. And it isn't just for Biden. The bill doesn't say Biden's going to be given this power because the comments are like, he'll be gone soon. I mean, I'm not scared of Biden. He falls off a bike. Biden's a placeholder, and the next president will be a placeholder of the deep state bureaucracy establishing a dictatorship. If Trump even tried something like this, I would 100% oppose him. If Reagan tried this, I'd be against it. Anybody. But this is the Democrats doing this, and it's cut and it's dry, and they admit it, and they're saying it's no big deal. This is the most outrageous thing ever, and they've got the votes to pass it, to pass the NDAA right now. So that's where we are right now, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go to break. I've got the folder, and we're going to be going over all of this news and all of this information when we come back. But if we're lackadaisical about this and just say, well, with all the other tyranny, you know, what's it really matter? You don't understand. They're locked, they're cocked, they're ready to go, and we need to create a huge stir over this and get Congress moving against it, which is already happening. They've really overplayed their hand. This is outrageous. Remember all the troops around the Capitol on the fence for 5 months? They're about to try that nationwide. Remember the special office of the Congress with their federal police?
Sold out for 7 months. Body's ultimate turmeric formula is back in stock. Turmeric's been known for thousands of years to do amazing things for your joints, for your stamina, for your immune system, for your libido. And look, the average stuff on the shelves is 5-7% curcuminoid. We have the strongest brand on earth. There's nobody else decided to do it. At 95% curcuminoid at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's ultimate turmeric formula, 95% curcuminoid. It is incredible. And what's even more incredible is it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you fail is not taking action today and ordering Body's ultimate turmeric formula at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply amazing. Discover the power of curcuminoids at 95%. At InfoWarsStore.com today with Body's ultimate turmeric formula.
Worldwide governments are collapsing. Leaders are being assassinated and resigning. Food prices have exploded in more than half the world, over 50% of people's income. Every time that happens, it causes massive riots and accelerated collapse. We have IMF World Bank documents from 2001 where they were planning the next 20 years to try this on major Western countries and use their control of finance to shut down the world economy. Emergency bombshell. Deep state Democrats caught red-handed inserting martial law and presidential dictatorship law into 2023 NDAA. Now, I want to lay this out again. In this pork barrel NDAA amendment, they've got stuff about sexual harassment in the military, and they've got stuff about extremism in the military. And a lot of members of Congress since Friday are focused on that. But Senator Grassley and others, we played the clips on the Sunday show, are focused on General Milley telling the military in the last month of the Trump administration, don't follow his orders, even before January 6th, and that he was in command. And the Pentagon working with Democrats to kill inspector generals and others' investigations of the military and FBI on the ground in D.C. that day in plain clothes, which we know is going on because I have folks that work here that have been in special operations who recognized and talked to people they knew that were there for the U.S. Army and others in plain clothes at the Capitol. So while I was trying to stop people going in the Capitol, and we got thousands not to, thousands of U.S. military and FBI, including snipers, sat there under orders and stood down just like Uvalde and just like Parkland and just like so many other places. Incredible. And Owen Schroyer, trying to stop people going in, not going in, is facing years in prison, and they're going ahead with his trial. That's how insane this is, and that's a microcosm. But the key is it says no more oversight by Congress or the courts of military operations in the U.S. And the section states that clear cut. Then later it talks about other specifics, but it's a blanket check. But they put in the little subsections about finding extremists in the military and, you know, oh, only the Pentagon will prosecute rapes or whatever. As a diversion, it's still important, but as a diversion from what it really does. And Pete Santilli's with us in the third hour, Illegal Eagle laying all this out, and it ties into all the previous martial law legislation. And when you look at the code numbers, it links back to that and activates military courts for martial law in America. And that's what you saw in the aftermath of January 6th with the fence and the 30,000 troops and all the rest of it around the Capitol was a beta test. And the announcement of the Capitol Police setting up offices across the country as their own Stasi investigative group. And it says that all those agencies, including the Congressional Agency and the CIA and another 16 agencies, will advise with civilian experts from expert organizations, and it lists U.S. code in the domestic extremism operation of the FBI, and the advisors being the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Anti-Defamation League. So the Democrat Party, deep state globalist arms, the commissars in control of the military. It's like if you go to the Texas border and there's giant facilities that can hold 10,000, 20,000, 30,000, some of them people at a time. Some of these are the size of six, seven bigger football fields. We've flown over them in a helicopter and just showed you these giant complexes. And the Border Patrol's not in command. There are NGOs, the same NGOs, the same director of an NGO in Europe that ran the collapse of the European borders and the 10 million Muslims they brought in. That head guy that works for the Soros Foundation is in command at the border. And we got video of all of this, and they admit it. So this is martial law being quietly rolled out, and here's the key. Congress is already investigating the usurpation of the president. When it was Trump, so you say, well, I thought the president's becoming a dictator. The president's a puppet, but Trump wasn't a puppet, so the actual power behind the throne, the military and the globalist, nicks Trump's command without him knowing it. That's now confirmed. That's mainstream news. Incredible bombshell by itself. So with Trump, they were usurping the power, but with a puppet, they want the puppet to have that power with no oversight by Congress or the states or the courts. I mean, this is unbelievably evil. And of course, Adam Schiff is the guy that introduced it. And you're like, well, it won't pass. Really, it has the House leadership behind it. It's an amendment in the pork barrel for the National Defense Authorization Act. They're set to vote on in the next few months. And right now they have the votes in the House and the Senate. You notice with the last spending bill or the last emergency bill, they put the bill out that's 5,000, 10,000 pages long, depending on the bill. One was 4,000. And they get 2 hours before the vote. And they'll remove an amendment and then add an amendment back. And that's what they're doing. We need people on this like flies on you know what. Flies on Hillary. Flies on Obama. This is an amendment to H.R. 7900. We are going to continue, ladies and gentlemen, to track this as it unfolds throughout the broadcast today. I want to come back, though, and tie it in to the new UN emergency that we told you was coming. Now the UN says they're set to declare a monkeypox global emergency, and we have all over the world the globalist operatives announcing new lockdowns and more. We've got that. We've got the ongoing shutdown of the economy. Biden and the Saudis telling him, hey, you've increased oil output already. You don't let the refineries operate at capacity, and you've shut off the pipelines. And, of course, I'm not just on the Saudi side. I'm not. That's a fact. I mean, it's not the gas stations. It's not the oil companies. They're not perfect. It's the policies of this great transition that we're in right now to bankrupt our economy in the Great Reset so they can build back better on the ashes of it. So that's all coming up today. We've got a really big, big, big transmission lined up for you. And I also intend to open the phones up next hour. And then Pete Santilli is going to be with us in the third hour to go through all the background U.S. code. I've got a huge red folder right here. All the background U.S. code. When it mentions a code, well, you got to go read the code. And we're going to be going over the report on confronting extremist activity within the Department of Defense. And then once they get control of the military with that cult, then they expand that purge into the general public. Pentagon setting up domestic courts for the American people. And so much more. We're going to be looking at it all today. This is groundbreaking, end of the Republic stuff. But if we are aware of it and we speak out against it, The globalist can and will be defeated. We can do this together. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today, band.video, and so much more. We've got some really special reports that are extremely special that we put out coming up as well. Stay with us. In the National Defense Authorization Act, an amendment's been added by the Democrat Party, sponsored by Pelosi and Schiff. So they're trying to pass it. You know, Democrats introduce bills all the time that people go, well, that's just one kooky member. No, this is the party doing this. And it says, oh, the president's a dictator in domestic operations and the military can do whatever it wants and has no oversight by Congress, which is in the Constitution. The end of posse comitatus. And again, the spin is, well, Biden's an idiot. He's not a dictator. Yeah, no, he just stole the election to get in and has opened the borders and imploding the dollar and starting wars and is a pedophile. But he's a puppet. The bill transcends Biden. It's a law, meaning the next president or the next president or the next president until it's repealed. Do you think they ever repeal dictatorship? Only by the collapse of it. So with the global collapse going on, with the New World Order, with them telling you power outages and Russian cyber attacks are imminent and right-wingers are about to engage in terror and they're the number one threat, and the military's needed against the American people, then they introduce the legislation to do it, that's a big deal. And our own people call me and say, oh, they've tried this for a long time. Yeah, and now they're doing it. Look at where we are. There is a worldwide financial bubble that they've built to buy up the world, and now they're going to implode it, pose as saviors, bring in the Great Reset, bring in the universal social credit score, the universal basic income, the carbon tax. It's all been announced. It's all happening now. Well, they'll never get forced inoculations except medical workers and military and most other countries. And well, if you want to fly in or out of the country, and it's already happening. And they've got all these followers and people pretending like they're part of the power structure. Pretending like they're not going to be completely and totally and absolutely screwed by this. PrepareWithAlex.com, hyperlinks to PrepareToday.com, which is run by our great Swerbal Foods distributor and the great folks over there. And they have all the food in stock and the water filters and the air filters and all these other best-selling survival and preparedness items, many of which are the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. Did you find something on there maybe lower in Amazon? Yeah, you want to support the New World Order? The point is almost all of it's the lowest price you're going to find. It's all very competitive. PrepareToday.com, PrepareToday.com. It's all there ready to ship now. And this is how you beat inflation. You buy food now, and as the price goes up, you save money. I told you this 30 months ago. Those of you that bought food then, boy, were you smart. And it's only going to go up anyway. So even if you waited or didn't do it, now is the time to stop procrastinating. PrepareToday.com and be smart. Separately, we hold back items for people that sign up for auto ship who get additional 10% off. And they overheld some stuff. So it's coming back in late July, they think. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, one of our best-selling products, high-quality vitamins, minerals, amino acids, so tasty, so great for children, adults, you name it. Put a scoop of it in water and some ice. Tastes amazing. It does so many great things because it's liquid. You absorb a lot more of it than pills, even though they're high quality. We found 1,100 bottles of that because of a miscalculation with AutoShip we had. It'll sell out probably today. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com as well or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And despite the fact that it'll sell out today, it's still 25% off. And I'm going to stop right there now, and I'm going to move back to your phone calls. Other than saying this, I talked to Dinesh D'Souza five weeks ago, with I think the most important documentary ever proving that they stole the election. And I said, I bet I'll buy 100,000 DVDs from you because people want to have it in their archive. And it's such a historic film. And we bought 20,000. I said, I think we'll be reordering it every few weeks. We've only sold out half of these. And I'm not mad at the audience. I just think you're crazy. With all the censorship online, with what's happening, you need this historic film on your shelf to show friends, family, neighbors, your office, your boss, your employees, your church, whoever. And so we have it. We have COVID-Land 3, The Shot, getting into how deadly The Shot is. Both those are discounted together, but everybody needs them. InfoWarsStore.com. But I'll be quite frank, I'm surprised more people haven't got it. I think you're crazy when you're over on the site getting other products to not get this, and it keeps the show on the air. InfoWarsStore.com or or 888-253-3139.